Hi, this is Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Yeah, this is he.
Hey, Brian, good morning. It's Bishoy here. How are you?
Hey, Bishoy, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. How's it going with your 2-year-old?
It's been up and down. His fever's been going away and coming back. Problem is that he doesn't want to take his medicine, so it's been a
Okay.
challenge.
So it's kind of like, is it the flu, or is it something more serious than that?
No, I don't think so. He came out negative for flu and COVID. The doctor said that it was common cold. I guess one of the concerning things is that it's like throwing up at night when he's sleeping and stuff like that. So that's a little bit concerning. But outside of that, I mean, the fever comes and goes. When it's gone, he's back to normal. It's like playful and fun. But yeah, it's just kind of sad to see when he's like struggling.
Absolutely. I think there is something that's going around. I've obviously not to like compare or anything. I've for like the past 2 weeks, I've been almost like a week and a half. I've been kind of like fighting a flu with fever. I had a viral infection. I had a stomach
Oh,
bug.
wow.
It was like I was all over the place. Yesterday, I had to start a new course of antibiotics as well. So it's been,
Jeez.
I think there is something that's going around. I hope that they didn't catch, any type of, like a stomach bug or anything.
Yeah. I'm thinking so too, but I'm sorry to hear you've been dealing with all that. Sounds terrible.
I'm just trying. Is now a good time for us to talk about your project? Would you like me to call you at a different time?
No, I have a few minutes if it's not too long.
Okay. I obviously saw your, it's a conversation that I wanted to have with you. Obviously, you did tell me that you are looking into mainly the ownership option, correct?
Yeah, I was thinking about it a little bit more. I think that might be a better way to go.
Okay. And remind me, I'm also looking at the message as well. You're looking for a whole home backup battery because you're looking into the long-term investment for the property itself.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So basically, if you recall that when we were talking during the consultation, mainly the ownership option, you're looking at the long-term investment. You're not seeing a lot of savings, obviously, from day one, but later down the line, because as you saw and as you mentioned in the text message and when we were talking over in the consultation, it's fixed for the whole term. Unlike obviously the power purchase agreement and how it goes up every year by a 3.5%.
Right.
Okay, so let me work on the. They didn't do. No one came to the property for inspection or anything, correct?
No, actually, I think it was early. Was it early? When did we last speak? I'm sorry, my days are all jumbled up. Was it
No.
last week that we spoke?
We.
Okay, I think they might have came either the end of last week or early, like the beginning of this week. Oh no, it definitely wasn't this week. It was sometime last week that someone ended up coming. They didn't get on the roof. They just took a look and they're like, yeah, we could definitely fit 10 plus panels on this roof.
Okay, but no one like got on top of the roof or anything.
No.
Okay. Let me work on the obviously, as I told you, like I'm a solar broker, so talk with me, tell me what you're thinking of. I'll do obviously my part. Let me work on a finance option. Obviously, it's not going to be with GoodLeap. Let me work on that for you. And can I, with a call later on today, around 5 o'clock, would that work with you?
Yeah, absolutely. And also, Bishoy, if you can send me the contract ahead of time, that'd be great. I think, what happened the last time was that like I actually was kind of surprised that we were, you know, going through all the contracts at the same time. Only because, you know, those contracts are long, so I didn't really get a chance to review it. But once I reviewed it later on, that's when I realized, like, oh, maybe this isn't the right, wrong or right option for me. So, you know, just to save yourself time as well as myself, if you can send that ahead of time, I can take a look at it and then let you know if we have any questions before moving forward.
Okay. And just letting you know, because I just to refresh, sending you a blank contract, not a problem at all. I will go ahead and I'll do that. Mm-hmm. The when we were talking about the new finance option, which is like the ownership option, we did mention, and I just want to make sure that we talked about it. We did mention how the new finance works in regards of how the companies apply that tax credit for you, because unfortunately you as a homeowner cannot take advantage of the tax credit directly, right? Or did I not mention that for you?
You know, I think you did mention that, but then I have to look into it again, because, you know, I'm not doubting what you said, but I've been hearing mixed messages. I guess there's like some other, like there are tax credits that have expired, but then there are also, from what one of my buddies was telling me, that at solar, telling me that there are new tax credits that are available to, you know, owners of solar panels.
Yeah, so the tax credits, and again, you can even go online and search it, like, you know, yourself. The tax credit for homeowners, like the 30% tax credit, you as a homeowner cannot take advantage of it anymore, right? So just because unfortunately when 2026 started, they discontinued it. They said no more, you as a homeowner or any homeowner can no longer take advantage of that tax credit. So solar companies and financiers, they became more, think of it like they became more smart. Yeah, they just thought of different ways for homeowners to still look at the ownership option and it still makes sense to them. So what they did is because when they discontinued the tax credit for homeowners, they did not do that for solar companies. So solar companies are still able to take advantage of the tax credits. So what they do is they do a prepaid PPA or a prepaid power purchase agreement. So what happens is, for the first 5 years, the system is owned by a company. It's under a power purchase agreement. They take advantage of that tax credit and they apply it to you towards the system. And then at year five, you basically get the system at a discounted rate because the company applied that tax credit for you. It's a 0% obviously from day one, so it doesn't go up that 3.5% every year. And you as a homeowner, you're taking advantage of that tax credit in an indirect way, because if you know Brian, like you go and you apply for the tax credit, you're unfortunately unable to take advantage of it. But if the company, the solar company itself, they apply for that tax credit for them, they are able to take advantage of that. So they take that tax credit, they apply it to the system towards the total cost of the system. So the total cost of the system drops, and then basically you as a homeowner are able to finance or take ownership on that system at a discounted rate.
Okay. And that is that just for the power purchase agreement?
That's for the finance option. That's the finance. That's a new finance.
Finance option. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So the system, you know, the system will be yours. You take ownership on the system. But, you know, say like in 2025, we didn't need to go through all of that. You can just tell me, hey, yes, I want ownership. This is the total cost of the system. The system is yours. You as a homeowner can just apply for that tax, the 30% tax credit at the end of the year. And it's, you know, very straightforward. But when they remove that tax credit from homeowners and homeowners can no longer take advantage of that, the finance option didn't really make a lot of sense anymore to a lot of homeowners. So solar companies and financiers, they said, well, we have to figure out a way for, you know, the ownership option to still make sense to homeowners. So they created that prepaid power purchase agreement, which is for the first 5 years, it's still a 25-year agreement, but for the first 5 years, it's under a power purchase agreement and the company has ownership on the system. So they are able to basically apply for that tax, the tax credit, and they take advantage of that tax credit and they apply it for the homeowner on their behalf. They apply it to the total cost of the system. So let's say the system is like, originally it's $50,000. The homeowner, they basically buy, because the company takes advantage of that tax credit and they apply it to the homeowner. And instead of paying $50,000 for the total cost of the system, for example, they finance the system at, let's say, $32,000 because the company applied that tax credit for them. So that's why, like, right now, even though we did do a power purchase agreement, if you're looking at the long-term investment itself and taking ownership on the system and obviously the monthly cost of your electricity, which is, you know, your monthly bill, never increases. So it's like fixed every single year. Then obviously the ownership or the finance option makes more sense for you, especially with that new finance option that's, you know, around that new finance, the one option that I'm talking to you about. It basically came out about a month and a half or 2 months ago. The prior to that, like, if let's say January, February of this year, literally that the ownership option or the finance option didn't make any sense to homeowners.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So let me work again. I know you had a little bit of time to talk, and I think maybe like I overwhelmed you with a lot of information right now. Let me work on, you know, the ownership option for you, and let's jump on a call. I'll give you a call today at 5 p.m. We can go over it together. And then I'll, when I have actual numbers, we can go over it, and then I can show you the difference, and I can show you, hey, here's what we can do here, here's what we can do there. And also keep in mind that everything will still be up in the air, because once we submit everything to the HOA, and then they say, well, we, this needs to be removed, no, you're touching the neighbor's roof, and then obviously things can be adjusted.
Right, right. Okay, that makes sense. Couple of things. Can you do 5:30? I actually have a few meetings that, or a couple of short meetings at 5.
Yeah.
4:45 and 5, so I won't, I'm busy at that time.
Yeah.
5:30 work for you?
Yeah, let's do 5:30. I'll give you a call at 5:30, and then we can obviously go over everything together.
Okay, sounds good. And yeah, you know, the information that you did provide, it's, no, appreciate you sharing that with me, but it was a lot. So do you mind emailing me that information as well, just so I can review it again?
Yeah, yeah. I'll send you like a blank agreement, or if I can't find the blank agreement, I'll send you an agreement from another homeowner. Obviously, I'll just like cross out their information.
So you
can take a look at what potentially the actual agreement would look like. And then we could, and then obviously when I give you a call, do you feel like you're going to have some time to like go over it by 5:30?
Yeah, yeah, I should have probably half an hour to go over it at that time.
Okay, I'll go ahead. I'll send you the agreement right after we finish, and then I'll work on that option for you, and I'll give you a call at 5:30, and then I'll be obviously more than happy to answer your questions, and we can go over everything together.
Okay, sounds good.
Sounds good. I'm glad you guys are doing okay. I hope your kid gets better, and obviously looking forward to our conversation today at 5:30.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, Bishoy. Appreciate it.
Have a good rest of your day.
All right. You too. Bye now.